This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and guess what? We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors. And this being the first day of the late muzzleloader season, I'm going to guess that there's a number of our listeners out there headed to their favorite deer stand this morning. And we just want to say we wish you much success today. We would hope that some of you would be able to call in at 410-WCBM-680 or 1-800-WCBM-680. That's 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Give us a call here, and guess what? We're giving away another muzzleloader here at the end of the month. We'll probably give that away next week. Probably next week. But we have a number of entrants in there, and the odds are good of you winning a muzzleloader. It's a very simple deal. You win the muzzleloader from the folks at CVA, and CVA.com is a great place to go visit on your while you're sitting in the deer stand fooling around on the World Wide Web. Just go to CVA.com and look at all those great muzzleloaders, and some lucky listener is going to win one of those. So that's all you do is call in, call that number, 410-922-6680 or 1-800-922-6680. You give your name and phone number to Bethany, who's here this morning for 2 hours. Brian, I guess, is on vacation. And she will record your name and phone number, and then you will be able to get in the contest. But there's one more thing. You've got to go on the air with me. Even if you just want to say, hi, I just wanted to get in the contest, thank you, have a nice day, you can do that too. So that's what we'll do. Numbers came out on the deer harvest on the two-week deer firearm season. We were overall in Region B down 8%. 8%. 20,041 antlerless and 11,349 antlered deer. 390 altogether. Hey, there's Matthew in Forest Hill. He wants to say something, so we'll say something to him. Good morning, Matthew. How are you?
All right. How you doing, Alan?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, long-time listener here.
Yeah.
Just wanted to give you a shout and, just say thanks for everything on the radio.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Sure.
Yeah. 6 days been a big part of my life, so.
Well, glad to hear that. Yep. Well, we try to keep you informed with great talk radio and breaking news, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
So, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to get out to the stand now here since I already put in for muzzleloader, so.
Yeah, okay, well, good.
All right, man.
All right, Matthew, enjoy your day. Thanks.
Yes,
stay warm, buddy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. There he goes, Matthew. Yeah, it's a little chilly out there. I didn't actually check the temperature. I guess I could do that. Where's it going to be where I'm hunting today? Well, let's see. If you're on the Eastern Shore, it looks like 35 in Vienna, 38 in Easton, 30 in Damascus, 30 in Westminster. Up in Cecil County, it's 30-something. Oakland, 19 degrees for those folks out there. Frederick, 32 degrees. Right here in this area, it's about 34 degrees. There's a little skiff of ice on the pond out here outside the entrance to the studio. Did you see that this morning, Bethany? You come in the back door. I got it. Okay. Well, there is. So waterfowlers out there, too. You might be breaking a little ice this morning. And if you're headed out, again, to the deer stand, the duck blind, the goose pit, give us a call, 410-922-6680. Get in that muzzleloader contest, if you would. Again, 31,390 deer during the two-week deer firearm season. 8% decline across the state. compared to last season, 3,200. 10% of those deer were taken on the very few Sunday hunting days that we had available. And here's the update on the Sunday hunting working session that we had Wednesday, a week or 10 days ago, at the Department of Natural Resources building with the various stakeholder groups, the Maryland Horse Council, the MOC, which is the Fox Chasers, MAWC. The Farm Bureau was there. The Maryland Hunting Coalition was there, which we represented. And I think there were three members of the Wildlife Advisory Commission. So, and some of those folks represented other organizations as well. But those were the that was the main focus. There was language hammered out that would enhance Sunday hunting in Maryland for all Marylanders. And the deadline to respond was this past Wednesday. As usual, the Maryland Hunting Coalition was first to respond to as far as leading the pack of you know, pro-hunting forces. And we were followed by two other groups, and two groups so far have not responded to all, which is what we did in good faith. We responded to everybody with our answers. We responded to everybody with our input on the language that was presented to us. And we heard from three of those five groups represented, and two of them did not reply to all. So it kind of makes you wonder where the transparency is in this whole thing with the group of people that took their time to assemble there on a Wednesday afternoon. So I don't know. I guess we'll wait and see. We'll see what comes out of it. That's all. I can't tell you any more on it on Sunday hunting, other than the fact that you know, there was a good proposal on the table. The Maryland Hunting Coalition added some language. You know, everybody seemed to approve the agreement, and now we're waiting to find out if they did. So that's all I can tell you on that Sunday hunting. However, the good news is that our The Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 has been fully vetted by our board of directors and advisors from the Maryland Hunting Coalition. The wildlife folks took a look at it, and we've had it reviewed by some folks in the General Assembly. And Tony O'Donnell, Delegate Tony O'Donnell, was forthcoming in the House. And he was a leader there, is a leader there, and he is the first to submit the bill language to the drafting people, who will actually officially draft the bill with the language in it. And we've got some phone calls. I'll tell you about that. But if you'd like to read the entire perspective on poaching and read Tony O'Donnell's comments, you can go to the Maryland Hunting Coalition website, mdhuntingcoalition.org, and we'll talk about that. But first of all, let's talk to Samuel, and then we'll talk to Maurice. Good morning, Samuel. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Living the dream. What's up?
Hey, man. So I'm just calling up to talk about hunting in general, I guess.
And, yeah, okay, dude.
So I'm 24 now, and the one thing that I really dislike about Maryland in general in terms of hunting is that for someone like me that grew up in a very liberal family that isn't very gun-friendly, it's very difficult for someone like me to get very into hunting. It's much easier for me to go out onto my friend's land in West Virginia and hunt on their land than it is for me to spend money in state and hunt in Maryland.
Well, then you're pretty much worthless to the cause, aren't you then, Samuel?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I mean, really, you know? So basically, you're going to go to West Virginia and hang out with your friend and hunt for nothing and use their borrow their firearms. Is that what you're telling me?
What I'm saying is that, unfortunately, the government in Maryland makes it very difficult for someone like me that wants to pick up hunting.
Actually, Samuel, it makes it very easy. You can take the hunter education course online. You got to show up for one day to prove your proficiency and prove that you can handle a gun safely. Then you qualify for a hunting license, which is the best deal in the United States for $24.50. You can buy a hunting license. And the state of Maryland doesn't have anything to do with it. It's you, Samuel. You got to be the one motivated to do it. it because people every single day go out there and go hunting on their land, on private land that they've leased or that they've gotten permission on, or they go to public land and hunt. And guess
hey,
what?
Man, you're absolutely right. That's
I know.
The numbers in Maryland are rising. You're absolutely right. You have a good one.
Hey, buddy. I grew up in a very liberal family, and the government makes it difficult for me. No, Sammy, you're just a lazy millennial nothing. Hi, Maurice. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. How'd you like my second caller there today?
Excuse me?
How did you like the second caller there today?
Yeah, a little bit off the wall.
Well, what can I say? Hey, man, you know, the state makes it difficult for you to go out in your goose blind there on the Eastern Shore, doesn't it, Maurice? It's all the state's fault.
Yeah, they make it hard to do everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Drive down there.
So what's up?
What it is.
What's up, brother?
Just wanted to give a shout out to my brother who's headed from the other direction. We're going to meet there.
What's your brother's name?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, good morning. Maurice says hey.
I know he's probably running in a ditch right about now.
It's all right.
No, it's been a great thing for me to get back into hunting. I didn't hunt for probably 25 years.
Wow.
Last year. I got back. My brothers have always hunted. So.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're excited and you're ready for a good day.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll limit out.
I thought
about taking my muzzle loader and going out late this afternoon, but I didn't do that.
You could have. Yeah,
I should have.
Yeah, I've got a goose hunt coming up on the 29th, and I think I'll take the muzzle loader and throw it in there. You can't carry the muzzle loader with you in the duck blind.
No.
You know, you just can't do that, and there's a good reason for that. But
we want to keep everything on the up and up.
Always on the up and up, sir. That's for sure. So
that way everybody stays out of trouble, and there's no problem.
Exactly right. So what county are you hunting today, Maurice?
Right outside of Chestertown.
Okay. Well, is there geese?
Yes.
You've got some geese. Good.
Not great.
Right.
Brought some more in.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, you have a great day today, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Maurice. You take care. Bye-bye. There he goes. Hey, man. You know, look, the state makes it difficult for me to do this show, so... You know, I got to depend on my sponsors. So, but I'd rather go do this in another state where I didn't have to actually work and do anything to qualify. So, I'm going to tell you about one of them now. I guess I may as well. You know, Pocomoke Sound oysters are now available by the shell or by the pint. In the shower by the pint at NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie. NBS Seafood has plenty of their own delicious frozen soft crabs to enjoy this fall. NBS is your Louisiana connection, too. They've got live crabs from Louisiana, live crayfish, gator tail nuggets, and even gator sausage. That's right. NBS Seafood carries fresh fish, jumbo Gulf shrimp, scallops, fresh crab meat, a variety of other seafood items. And they have the spice to make your seafood tastes great. You know, NBS also has pasture-raised, antibiotic-free dressed chickens. So stop by NBS Seafood, 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie, and give them a call, actually, if you want, 410-271-3202. NBS is open weekends and during Christmas week, but I don't have the hours, and there's a good reason for that. So you'll just have to call, and I'm going to give you that number again here in a minute. NBS is open today and tomorrow, of course, noon to 6, accepts Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. If you have any questions, here's that number again, 410-271-3202 for NBS. That stands for No Bull Stuff Seafood. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, PA, February 6th through the 14th. That's not your radio. Hold on. Let's try that again. The Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, February 6th through the 14th. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. This is the world's largest outdoor show. It's a nine-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. The show features 1,100 exhibitors ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery and art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. There's a jam-packed schedule, too, including country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much, much more. Visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details and tickets. Hey, bologna. I mean deer bologna in five flavors, mild to spicy, with or without cheese. Deer hot dogs, deer jerky, applewood deer bacon, smoked deer hams, whole or chip, deer burger patties, barbecue snack sticks. Are you getting hungry yet? At M&G Wild Game Processing in Westminster, your deer can be made into all these tasty specialties. M&G Wild Game Processing can skin and cut your deer just the way you like it. And all your venison cuts are vacuum sealed. They can skin and cape your deer for mounting with taxidermy services provided by Pools Taxidermy. M&G Wild Game Processing offers convenient 24-hour drop-off, and they're open 7 days a week for pickup. M&G is located behind Bullock's Restaurant on Route 32 near Route 97, 2020 Sykesville Road in Westminster. The website is mgprocessing.com, and the phone number is 443-375-7138. If you live in Central Maryland, you're searching for a deer processor, your hunt is over. Call 443-375-7138 for M&G Wild Game Processing. Hey, Ford Browning Guns for waterfowl hunting. Real quick from your hunting headquarters, Clyde Sports Shop. The A5, the hump is back. 100,000 rounds are a five-year guarantee. It's got a kinematic drive system. That means the ejection and loading is done by recoil. And you will love this gun. It is a very, very nice gun. The A5, we call it the humpback. The BPS pump, available in all gauges, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10 gauge. 12 and 20 gauge barreled deer models also available. This gun comes in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo finish with that Tour Touch armor coating that protects that firearm. Features bottom ejection, too. The Gold Light 10-gauge, a gas-operated auto loader with a 3.5-inch chamber in 10-gauge. Again, DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak camo, three standard Invector choke tubes come with that. And finally, waterfowl auto loader shotgun waterfowl hunting perfection is the Maxxis shotgun. Again, in Mossy Oak, 3 and 3.5-inch chamber models available. The new Power Drive gas system reduces recoil. Clyde's Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit number 9. 410-242-6108, 242-6108.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you can win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions, with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings.
Just donate your dough through any FHFH shear processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every dough you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Dough Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all the hills are reindeer, pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers. Santa Claus around down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells.
All right, come on. Just rock a little bit with Elvis there. Let's see. We've got Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you. Same to you, sir.
Yeah, it's... And by the way, Bethany is so, what a lovely young lady.
She is indeed.
Light and friendly as can be.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe she'll come to the next Maryland Hunting Coalition event.
I tried to get her to come to the last. We'll see.
Well, I'll start a petition and
do that. Yeah,
we'll try to get her there.
Yes, yes, indeed. Do that. Hey, Mark, hang on there a minute.
Yeah.
Got a surprise for you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I just knew this was going to happen. We do not coordinate. You know?
I know that.
Yeah, that's the best part. Well, we don't coordinate, but it's not coincidence. I mean, it is coming up to Christmas.
It is. Mark in Towson, John in North Carolina, twin brothers, both call the Outdoorsman Radio Show at the same time. Imagine that.
Yeah, we've been doing this for, what, 20, coming on 28 years now?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, today is the 27th anniversary, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, December 18th, 1998. So.
I was a slacker. I've probably
88, excuse me. Huh?
I've probably only listened for about 26 years.
Yeah, I imagine. That's all right. I wonder if Bert Gelvar is still out there. He was our first caller ever. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah. I got into this by listening to the Garden Club, and I caught you by accident.
How about that? That was Stu Kerr back in the day.
Yeah, I know how I started.
Yep, back in the old back. I knew where I was when I first heard Alan on the radio.
Oh God! I can tell you, I was sick. I was.
Oh man!
7 years ago, I was really sick.
Oh man!
And I was on something that interfered with my sleep.
Uh-huh.
So I was listening to the show on you know, radio.
Yeah,
all night,
sure.
And your show came on. I thought, oh, that's fantastic. It was worth getting sick.
Yep. Are we getting any better at it?
You are. I'm not.
Okay. John, what's on your mind this morning?
I called to wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanted to tell you I've got everything together on the muzzleloader. I've been deer hunting, so I haven't had time to play with it yet.
Well, you will do that. You will do that.
Oh, yeah. I put the scope on. I got some Blackhorn 209.
Yeah, and you haven't fired it yet, though.
Not yet.
Yeah, you'll like that. You'll like that Blackhorn.
I just admire it when I walk by.
Okay, good.
It's just terrific. It took me a couple of years to win the thing.
I know. Well, that's it. You know, patience pays off, that's for sure.
Yeah, you got to be diligent. Yeah. I'd made up my mind that this year... One way or another, either I'd win it or buy it.
Good for you. And Mark?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, all right. Very good. Hard to tell you guys apart, really. I mean, I don't know if you know that, but...
Yes, I'm told...
Yeah, listening on this end, I'm not sure, you know, who's speaking at the time, so we have to kind of...
Well, it's nice that once a year we call at the same time.
It is.
So you're... Your other listeners know there really are two of them.
Exactly. Now, Mark,
not
one guy using two names. Now, Mark, listen, you're about to get really busy here shortly, aren't you?
I hope so.
That's the game plan. if you're not busy as an accountant for the first 4.5 months of the year, you get some, yeah, better find another line of work.
So. Or lose weight.
One or the other. All right, guys, we've got to let you go. We got some folks hanging on.
Have a wonderful Christmas.
All right, thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, John. See you guys. Thank you. Hey, we got Henry in Essex and then Steve in Conowingo. What's up there, Henry?
Yeah, Alan, I was calling about that choke tube you had on a couple of weeks ago. Some guy was...
Yeah.
How's that? Is he selling that yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been for sale.
Oh, yeah, what was the name of it?
Let's see. Name is Kevin Weir, and it is... mine just went blank there, Henry. we'd be listening?
Yeah.
Okay. You're talking about the choke tube that has the oval pattern rather than just a round pattern,
well,
right?
You can use
wide angle shooting systems.
Wide angle
shooting systems.
And that's you can use lower shells for.
Sure.
Oh, okay. Wide angle.
Yep.
Okay, Alan.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Henry. See ya. Bye bye. And Steve over there in Conowingo. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Hey, Mr. Ellis, Merry Christmas.
Hey, how are you, bud?
Good. My friends called me, and I was planning on probably sleeping in this morning, but they begged me to go duck hunting with them, so I'm driving down to Edgewood trying to see if we can get a few ducks, but all I see are stars and wind. I'm not sure how good it's going to be today.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. That wind will help you a little bit, but the stars, you know, Bluebird Day, you never know. But not a lot of ducks around. I talked to my buddy yesterday, and he said they went out yesterday morning, and, well, they actually killed half the ducks that they saw. So, yeah, they did. It was two buffaloheads, and they got one of them.
That's not good.
No, not really.
I guess I should have slept in this morning.
Yeah, it's a good day to be out in the outdoors. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going out with Jacob this afternoon. I'll pick him up this morning, and we're heading to the deer stand. So, and I'm headed to Dorchester on Monday. So I'm going to be looking for a Sika deer to put in the freezer on Monday. So that's good.
Go along with that other big buck you already shot.
Yeah, it was a nice one. Yep. So.
Well, that's good, Al. Well, you know, I'm from, I grew up in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, and Colorado, and then I moved to Maryland and ran into this insanity of not being able to hunt on Sundays. And, you know, we've been chipping away at it, but Cecil County's still dragging their feet. We got one bow hunting Sunday. We got one gun hunting Sunday.
And that was the original deal back in 2003. You know, Sunday hunting was actually passed by the General Assembly in 2002, and Governor Glenn Denning vetoed that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep, and in 2003, when Governor Ehrlich was in office, he signed it, and that started it. And there have been almost 30 pieces of legislation since that time that has increased Sunday hunting county by county across the state. And still, Prince George's, Howard, and Baltimore County are the three counties that have been the holdouts and have no Sunday hunting days. So this meeting was significant the other day. We're just kind of waiting for the guys that called the meeting to step up and respond to everybody, so we all know what's going on. So
yeah, it's just nuts that Maryland, I believe, is probably the only state in the country that has different days where you can hunt based on what county you live in.
Well, that's true. But you know what? That's the beauty of the system, Steve. We've got, you know, each county has its own independent rule, and each county has its own representation, its own delegation. I mean, you know, it smacks of big government when you say, well, we'll just leave the government do everything. You know, you gotta step up in your own county, in your own jurisdiction, and fight for what you want in your county. And your county in Cecil County may be totally different than Howard County, which may be totally different than St. Mary's County, which may be totally different than Dorchester County, which may be totally different than Allegheny or Garrett County. So, you know, each of those counties has their own rule, their own people, their own, just look at Maryland. You've got the coastal plain on the eastern shore. You've got the coastline there in Ocean City. You've got southern Maryland in that area. You've got the mountains of West Virginia. You've got all these different land types. You've got all these different cultures in these different parts of the state. Even though we're a very small state, each of those regions has its own governance and its own people that have their own things that they want. And Garrett County guy might not want the same thing that somebody in Baltimore County wants, or Baltimore County may not want the same thing that they want in Prince George's County. So, I mean, when it comes to Sunday hunting, they do, but each county has its own county delegation that the people of that county elect, and they come together for 3 months every year. They each have the opportunity to put their own bills in and, you know, put it out to the rest of the House and the rest of the Senate to vote on. And that's how it works. It's a good system.
Yeah, but the problem is you can have one guy with a girlfriend that doesn't want to hear gunshots on Sunday morning, even during bow season, that can stop Sunday hunting. And that's the problem when you allow these little fiefdoms to manage instead of having DNR manage the program for wildlife management's sake.
Well, you know, you're right on that point the DNR is charged with managing the wildlife across the state, and you are also right that the squeaky wheel gets the grease. My question is, where are the hunters? Where are the hunters? The hunters can drive this initiative. If you live in Wicomico County and you want more Sunday hunting, or if you live in Cecil County, where are the Cecil County hunters going to their local delegates and saying, "Hey, why don't you guys put Senator Norman? Why don't you put a bill in for Sunday hunting, and we'll support you?" And you know, that type of thing. That's how you do that. That's how those things happen, Steve.
Yeah, we've done that, and it just doesn't go anywhere. Because you know that's a local issue, and if the county councilman doesn't want to push it because his girlfriend doesn't want to hear gunshots on.
Well, you said that, but I can't. I'm not putting the county councilman in the crosshairs like that. So okay.
No, but that's where it's coming from. I mean, our only option at this point in time is to vote him out of office. And other than Sunday hunting, he's doing a pretty good job. So, I mean, that's why we're stuck, and that's why I think we need a.
Well, wait a minute. You wait. You just hit the key right there. If your elected representative is not doing this job as he represents you in your mind, then you get enough people together and either convince him to change his mind or convince him to seek another job path. That's it. That's the system. So, all right, buddy. Merry Christmas. Huh?
Aren't you guys trying to get a blanket across the entire state so everybody's the same?
You tuned in late, Steve. There was a meeting on Wednesday, about 10 days ago, and it brought together the stakeholders. That was the Farm Bureau, the Wildlife Advisory Committee, the Maryland Hunting Coalition, the Maryland Horse Council, and the Fox Chasers. The Maryland Hunting Coalition did not call the meeting. We were just asked to come to the table. We all participated in a roundtable discussion. We hammered out language to advance statewide Sunday hunting and to advance statewide Sunday hunting for all counties. We agreed on language for legislation at the table. A week went by. There was a deadline for a comment period. Several of the groups commented to all. You know how you reply to all on an email? And yeah. Several of the groups did not. So we do not know where the effort is right now. We do not know. And we're sworn to confidence on the agreement and the details of it, and I'm not going to reveal that here. I can just tell you that it will enhance Sunday hunting for all the residents of Maryland statewide. It is a statewide Sunday hunting initiative.
Okay.
But the coalition's not driving it. But we were at the table, and we were asked to contribute, and we did contribute.
Right. Well, it'll make things a lot easier for DNR to manage. That's for sure.
Well, that's the idea. All right, buddy. We got to roll.
All right. Thanks.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
See you, Steve. Bye. Bye-bye. There he goes. Dan in Delaware. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Good morning. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
I'm headed towards in the fields. Down here in Delaware, the numbers on deer killed have been way down, too, because it's been too daggone warm.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first really cold day other than we had an opening morning, that Saturday opening morning. But, of course, we come in 2 weeks earlier than you.
Right, right.
But it's been too warm, so I'm heading out this morning. We got crop damage permits. We haven't even filled half of our crop damage permits. That's how slow it's been on our farm.
Yeah, I got it. Well.
But I put out about a couple hundred pounds of corn last week, and I've let it sit. So this cold morning, hopefully I'll be able to go ahead and do some crop damage permit filling today.
Crop damage permits in a corn pile, man. That's what deer hunting's all about. All right, Dan, appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
See ya. Bye-bye. Where are we? We need a break, don't we? Yeah, let's talk to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good morning. Merry Christmas, my friend.
Same to you, brother. Thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem.
What's up?
No problem. Just wanted to just call to wish you Merry Christmas. And,
thank you.
And to echo your sentiments about M&T processing. Good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yes, indeed. You you took a deer there. I know.
Yeah. Early in the season, we didn't fire up our cold box. At the end of the season.
Right.
And so I had to take it somewhere.
Good. Well, I'm glad you. Yeah, they do a nice job. I mean, they vacuum pack everything and it's all cut very nicely. Yep. Yep.
Right.
I picked one up there yesterday or day before, if I remember. Day before, I think. So, yep. Very good.
Hey, you've been working kind of hard. I keep seeing these posts on the Facebook for the coalition.
Yeah. How'd you like our poaching? Proposal here, which I haven't had a chance to get into, on the website, Maryland, mdhuntingcoalition.org.
I think it's a long time coming.
Yep. Did you read the whole 12-page perspective?
Yeah, I messaged you last night.
I saw your messages. I'm just...
I just hope everybody else follows through and reads that 12-page thing. They don't pass it by.
Exactly, and they can print it out and read it at their leisure if they want. They don't have to sit there and go crazy on the computer. But the synopsis by Delegate O'Donnell was pretty good, and that's what I want to share this morning. So,
I want to tell you too. When I left the house this morning, I had a dusting of snow on the grass.
Yeah,
but I'm all the way to Emmitsburg, and there isn't any more.
No, unfortunately, but it's good to see the cold weather coming in at least for 2 or 3 days. So,
right, I'm going out with my crossbow instead of my muzzleloader.
Well, good for you. Well, good luck out there, Chuck.
All right,
and I saw those trail cam pictures. Pretty interesting stuff on your camera.
Yeah, those turkey were amazing.
Yes, I saw a big dark object too.
Oh yeah, and the bear. You standing up? His head was equal with the feeder.
How high is the top of that feeder?
Where he is probably about 5 foot.
Yeah, he's okay. He's a good bear. Good.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right.
Thanks, Chuck. See ya. Merry
Take
Christmas.
Care.
Yep. Bye bye. There he goes. And Claude in Baltimore. Finally. Good morning. How are you, Claude? Thanks for holding on.
Merry Christmas, Dan.
You need a minute?
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you, Claude. I appreciate that.
Alan, you said it's against the law to sell deer meat?
Yes, it is.
Why is that?
Because they don't want to have a black market trade in wild game. It would cause a destruction of the herd.
Oh, okay. That would make sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll go out there poaching just to get it. I got you.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
All right.
But the messed up thing is down with this weather. I mean, it's making everybody sick. And the deer ain't running that bad, right?
Yeah, I know that. Yep, down 8% the first 2 weeks of the deer season. So,
and people, why don't they want you to hunt on Sunday anyway? Because they do a lot of damage, these deer.
Good point. Good point, Claude.
You could control it a little better, right?
Well, that would be one tool in the toolbox. That's for sure.
See, I'm not a hunter, but if you kill a deer and you eat the meat, I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Of course not.
Because you give it to the homeless, too, don't you?
You can, yeah. There's a whole program in place, and you hear the commercials for FHFH and the Doe Harvest Challenge right here. So.
Right, and they vacuum it or whatever they do with it?
Well, that's the processor that prepares it for the for your freezer. Keeps it,
right.
Keeps it, yeah, like a food saver, you know? So.
Right, but he does that for free?
That's part of the process. Yeah, when they cut it up for you, you know, you get your steaks and your back straps and your tenderloins, and you get all your ground meat, and it's all vacuum packed. Yeah, it's very nice.
So it don't go bad, that's for sure. Don't get freezing from it.
Right.
Well, that's one good thing.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Claude.
Okay. Well, Merry Christmas, buddy.
You too, man. Thanks for the call. All right. Very good. Chesapeake Outdoors. I got to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Hey, listen, we had people who responded to the radio ad last week and went in there and got some great deals on those Mossberg firearms. There's some youth models available. There's some deer models available. There's some turkey models available. There's some girls models available, or women or female or ladies models available as well. All at Chesapeake Outdoors, and they are blowout prices on Mossberg firearms. Mossberg. That's right. They've got a good selection of them, and they're closing them out. They're moving them out. If you're looking for a nice firearm for Christmas, Chesapeake Outdoors is the place to look. Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's Ken Island in Chester, Maryland. That phone number is 410-604-2500. So you go across the Bay Bridge, you get there at 39B, that's Dominion Road, and you'll find a great deal on not only Mossberg firearms, but their Parker crossbows and bows are on sale. All their Parker products are on sale. So you might want to check that out. The largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, Under Armour and Drake clothing, decoys, all types of firearms, muzzleloaders, shotguns, Mossberg and Parker on sale at Chesapeake Outdoors. Again, 50 East, 39B, Dominion Road, Kent Island, 410-604-2500. Make sure you show up and get that Christmas gift for your outdoorsman at Chesapeake Outdoors.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Oh, is it my turn? Okay. It's time to tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge, a free year-round tournament hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service for every recreational angler in Maryland. Eligible fish include all the game fish in Maryland, nearly 70 species, from the Atlantic to all the way to Deep Creek Lake and beyond, including freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, Catch and Release, and even invasive species. Those are all divisions in the contest. The youth division is connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. So if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate. You'll get an invitation to the grand finale event in September, and you could win some great prizes and maybe even cash. So now's not the time to stay indoors. It's time to go fishing before everything ices up. The fish are feeding, they're getting fat, they're hungry, and they're going to bite your bait. That's for sure. The Maryland Fishing Challenge. Read all about it, the official rules online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. The Fishing Challenge.
Hey, hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus Junior Hunt Days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Hey, you know what? It's time for the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel. That's coming to the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, February 6th through the 14th. The tickets are on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. This is the world's largest outdoor show. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs and archery to art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. It's huge. There's a jam-packed schedule, including country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much, much more. Visit GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org for details and get your tickets.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity. Guess what? Now there's finally a place to find the truth. Every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop has begun. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bell time and jingle bell time. Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air.
Jingle bell rock, how about that? All right, here's what... Thank you for calling, everybody. And we loaded up the contest today, didn't we? Here's what the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 is all about. It has been sent to Bill Drafting, but here are the highlights. And this is a message from Delegate Tony O'Donnell. We have an opportunity, Maryland hunters, we have an opportunity during the 2016 session of the Maryland General Assembly to crack down on the heinous crime of deer poaching. Talk to any hunter, you'll likely get an earful of disturbing firsthand experiences and encounters with deer poachers. No need for me to elaborate on such acts as a violation of the public trust doctrine and landowners' rights. Suffice to say, these bad guys know that poaching is a crime against nature and the public. I will be introducing the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 when the 2016 General Assembly convenes in January, an act intended to deter these insular few by hitting them in their pocketbooks with mandatory restitution penalties, a law modeled after Iowa, which, like Maryland, is home to world-class deer. Here's what the act would accomplish in short. The act defines poaching, the illegal practice of trespassing on another's property, knowingly or willfully to hunt or steal game without the landowner's permission. The declaration of state policy, not only a violation of the public trust doctrine, but a violation of the tenets of sound wildlife management and conservation practices strictly adhered to by law-abiding sportsmen and women who deem the act intolerable. Here's the important part. Mandatory restitution payments. Current law enables the courts to impose marginal fines for poaching, but the proposed act will mandate restitution payments based solely upon court conviction of poaching, ranging from $2,000 to $20,000 for poaching whitetail and sika deer. The proposed act incorporates the use of the Boone and Crockett Club scoring system. The penalties credited to DNR. Any monies realized from the imposition of restitution payments under the proposed act will be credited to DNR's State Wildlife Management and Protection Fund for the use in wildlife management and law enforcement. Now, the dispossession of seized assets. Current law allows the Natural Resources Police to confiscate all property and equipment used in the commission of a wildlife crime. But we need to get a better handle on the value of such confiscated items and how the monies are actually being used. A report from DNR and the courts to the General Assembly is required under this act. Enhanced enforcement. Local law enforcement agencies seemingly refer all reported call-ins for deer poaching to DNR, but the proposed act would encourage DNR and local law enforcement agencies to enhance a coordinated, time-sensitive enforcement effort when it comes to call-ins about poaching deer. To me, Delegate Tony O'Donnell, the proposed Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 should deter the illicit poaching of deer. We can ill afford not to try. As in the immortal words of Theodore Roosevelt, wildlife cannot speak for itself. Thus, we must and we will. How about that? Delegate Tony O'Donnell is a Republican from District 29C of Calvert in St. Mary's County. And you can read about his bio online. But right there, folks, is a hunter-friendly lawmaker. And he is introducing as the lead sponsor in the House of Delegates, the Maryland Poaching Restitution Act of 2016, and we laud him for that. And we appreciate meeting with Delegate O'Donnell and him taking the lead on this very, very important bill that puts the hammer down on the bad guys. Look, I travel this state from sea to shining sea, so to speak, from the mountains to the ocean to the southern tips of southern Maryland to the lower eastern shore. And when you talk to somebody and you say poaching, man, they roll their eyes. They tell you about a story about the deer they found with its head cut off on their property. They find stories about does that they've, you know, seen abandoned along the road with just the back straps cut out. They tell you stories about guys shooting at night on their property through their fields, shining lights and shooting wherever. They talk about bullets, you know, whizzing by. These guys miss, and, you know, it's a public safety issue. They've got bullets in their garages and everything else, and it's a bad, bad problem, and there are bad, bad guys out there. And, you know, we are doing the best we can as far as the Maryland Hunting Coalition is concerned to create this, initiative, I guess, to put the hammer down on the poachers. And you can read all about it. We have a cool-looking little graphic on the website. It's mdhuntingcoalition.org, Maryland Hunting Coalition. If you just Google Maryland Hunting Coalition, you'll see it there. And it has those comments from Delegate O'Donnell that you can read. And it has our 12-page perspective that details everything that is in the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. 12 pages. You can print them out. You can read them online if you want. You can pass them around. We would hope that you would do that to all the folks in your world and get them on board to help the coalition drive this effort home. It's not going to be an easy lift, and it's not going to be an inexpensive proposition. We're going to be in Annapolis for 90 days, and you know, we have a full-time advocate that has put hundreds of hours into crafting this thing. And we're really looking forward to seeing this go as our signature initiative for the Maryland Hunting Coalition is to put the hammer down on the poachers this year. So that's what we'd like to do. So there's the music. Didn't get to everything yet, but we will. We got another hour coming up. Taking more of your calls, getting more people online for the muzzleloader contest that we're giving away likely next week. A brand new muzzleloader from the fine folks at CVA. And giving away two now, and we're going to give another one away this year. And they've been great to work with. Just if you have a chance this weekend, hit CVA.com, take a look at all their muzzleloaders, see which one you'd like to own. I'm taking my CVA for a walk today. I'm taking my Acura muzzleloader for a walk with my grandson. He's got a CVA in his hands too, and we're going to try to take a nice deer today. So if we take a doe, we'll likely donate it to somebody in need, or if we take a nice buck, well, we'll see what happens. It's all about it. Now stay out, stay safe. If you have to leave us, Merry Christmas.